says that im yesh biyode kiach lehogon bisay befahes yehergon. And Teisa said the same thing. Kegein bisman shiyodeinu tkifo. Kegein bisman abayis. And the lotion of the mechaber in Yodei is hapikosim bisman abayis. Why do you say bisman abayis? Teisa's lotion. He means bisman shiyodeinu tkifo. And if it's not yodeinu tkifo, so it's not because he'll be put on the electric chair, he'll be put in prison. No, I'll be deen. He's a merim yad and he has no reshus to do it. He doesn't represent the tzibur if he cannot do it openly, if he cannot enforce it. So he doesn't represent, the bezdin doesn't represent the tzibur if he cannot do it openly. So mele, they are merim yad shalei reshus, so they are rishoyim and they are even chayiv misim nishamayim if they are merim yad in arige. So, I mean, that's the pshat. In the Gemara, in the Tesis, Tesis says, Sadikim in Akosh Baruch Hu mevi takol al yedein. So Tesis says, only be mided achile. Then he explains, the Gemara matches, Yehuda ben Taba, he meted out an Enesh Mise against Nizemim, where his, the co-witness was not Nizem. So Shimon Meshetach said, Erev Nochomon lo rakto, Damnoki imle. So the question is, but Sadikin Akosh Baruch Hu mevi takol yedein, so Tesis mentioned Raya, because he didn't involve Mirachil. So Bishlei Meim Vigar to Rabbi Shmuel ben Elishe, when he was Mate and he was did him loch b'sheik, all right, so it's not such a takole. Mirachil is mitam te'alev, so it's a bigger takole. But Shvachazdamim should not be a big takole just because it doesn't involve achile. It's a bigger takole than achile that is mitamtnes alev. The answer is the Miri says, and that it's not that Rabbi Yehuda ben Tabai didn't know the aloche of inzimim narogin achiyezumu kulam. He knew that aloche, but he said, because the Zdukim said that when is there an Enish Azome, only if it's if he's Nerag the Nidin. But if it's not Nerag the Nidin, not. So here, in order to counteract the Ashpoy of the Zdukim, so he meted out an Enish. So it's on the basis of Bezdin Makim Veinshin. So why was it? Why did he commit do anything wrong with Yehuda ben Tabai? And Yehuda ben Tabai was the tshuva for it, and Kol Yomov he was mishtatech al kivrei, and he asked him mechile, and so on. The answer is because the Ritva Yivome says that even though Bezdin is makim ve'inshin, but they can only do it to someone who is chayiv mise. But someone who is not chayiv mise, Bezdin cannot do it. Even Bezdin Agodol cannot do it. Ma'ase be'echot shorocha v'lasus b'shabes v'yil Bezdin Skolur, because that person was chayv mise. He was probably mechal Shabbos 100 times, but not in a way that he could be could be neresh. Let's say there was no kabbalas asroya. There were reasons. There was no real leaders and so on. So here mit nitzirach hashor. So they were able to meet out an Enesh Mise. An Enesh Mise. But it was Chayiv Mise. That's why David HaMelech had to bring all the members of Shaul's Mishpoche before the Orm. So those whom the Orm was killed, so that was an indication that there were Chayiv Mise, that it was a Nivomis. A Chayiv Mise. So the question is, here, the chiyuv mise of kashas on last loch if did was not shayach because lo yuz mukulam, but so he Yehuda ben Tabai wanted to do it on the basis of Bezma convention, but he has to be chayiv mise. So Yehuda ben Tabai thought, in view of the fact that they were iver and iver of Eidi Sheker, and in case the other aid would be nizem, then it would be really mechuyev mise. So even though the other aid was not mechuyev mise, he's also considered as mechuyev mise, since he did a avera that could culminate in an enish mise. That was the toyes by Yehuda ben Tabai. But he did it only because, but he did it on the basis of Akire, Pesna Godel. Yehuda ben Tabai was the Nosi. At first, Yehuda ben Tabai was the Nosi. Then later on, Shimon Beshata became the Nosi. But at first, Yehuda ben Tabai was the Nosi. And Shimon Beshata da Bezn. So on the base, so it didn't involve the Yisrael Fritziche because they were Eikia. But there's another aloche that without Rishus, you cannot do it. And didn't Rishus, so the Ritva says, you can only have, you only have Rishus, even Beznagodli, if he's Chayev Mise. And here was not Chayev Mise. So it involved the Ninyan of Haromesiyat, Shaloi Rishus. But of course, he did it Vishayeg. Yehuda ben Tabai meant Lishim Shomayim, he thought that he had Rishus. But it didn't involve the Nisa of Lishir Soch, yes? No, because there are two things. First of all, you have to be Iker L'Siyosach. So even if he's not Chayv Misra Shemayim, you can be Iker L'Siyosach. Just as you can be Iker D'Yisrael Shutechutz, you can be Iker D'Yisrael L'Siyosach, even if he's not Chayv Misra Shemayim. The reason is why the Ritva says that he has to be Chayv Misra is because there's a Nien of Aromasiyad Beloy Rishus. So even Bezna Godel has no Rishus to meet out Mise L'Migda Milse if the person is not Chayv Mise. But Yehuda ben Tabai assumed that he was Chayv Mise because suppose the other aid would be Nizem, then he would get Mise Mamish. But he wasn't Nizem.
This person had a din of a Moser?
What?
This person that
Yehuda
ben Tabai killed had a din of a Moser?
Why
Moser?
Chas v'sholem. He was an Echeker.
Huh?
Echeker.
So what was the reason why he wanted to kill him?
Because if he hadn't meted out an Enesh of Hazome against that Zemein, so then people would say the Chachomim considered the Zdukim. That if it's Loiner Ganiden, there is no Enesh of Hazome. So in order to counteract the influence of the Zdukim, he decided to be Eiker L'Siyosach. So he was Eiker L'Siyosach for a good purpose in order to counteract.
It's different than the thing that there is no din L'Siyosach on a min and a Moser.
Yeah.
On a min and a Moser, it's L'Siyosach.
He's Mufke.
From them.
Yeah. But here he was Chas V'Sholem. The Zemim was not Mufke of L'Siyosach. But Yehuda ben Tabai is the Nosef Sanhedrin had the keyach to be Eikad L'Siyosach L'Fisho.
Bezna Godel.
He was the Nosef Sanhedrin.
Yesh Bezna Godel.
But there is another aloche. You only have Rishus, even Bezna Godel, to be meet out an Inish Mise L'Mikta Milse only if it is done to someone who is Mechoyev Mise. But here he wasn't Mechoyev Mise, because, not as yet, because the other witness was not Uzan. So Yehuda ben Tabai said, in case the other witness would be Uzan, so he would Chayev Mise. So mainly even now he's considered as being Mechoyev Mise. But that was a toyes. He wasn't Nichshon L'Siyosach. The L'Siyosach, he wasn't Eiver, because he was Eiker the L'Siyosach, Yehuda ben Tabai. So it was an Inyan of Harom Siyad.
What? Harom Siyad, he can be Eiker
that? Why not? Because L'Hitzim L'Libon Shal Zdukim.
No,
just as Elio was Eiker, the Isa of Shvutechutz, L'Hitzim L'Libon Shal Evdei Abal, so he had the keach to be Eikad L'Siyosach L'Heitzim L'Libon Shal Zdukim.
So why didn't he have the keach to be Eikad Harom Siyad?
Harom Siyad of Harige only if somebody is Chayv Mise. If he's not Chayv Mise,
why can't Bezin be Eikad that also?
No, you cannot, that's not Shaykh to be Eikad. And Nisa you can be Eikad. Here is a special halacha. A Merim Yad without Rishus is a Rosh. Rosh, I couldn't say Rosh. because he did lishim shamayim, but he's a chayte. So that's not shayach to say ikar. You cannot be ikar a din. You can be ikar a nisa or a chiyuv. You cannot be ikar a din. Can you be ikar a din that hamitz mechaver l'raye? Levishor, it's not shayach. A nisa you can be ikar levishor, but not a din. Here there is aloche that one who is meir im yad al chaveri is a roshe, or even when he's not a roshe, he's a chayte. You cannot be ikar that.
The ritual is not negated to the din of a mosso or a mindo.
What?
The ritual says is only that you can only kill somebody who's chayv miso.
The chayv miso.
That's not negated to a person who's
no, no, mosso. Not mosso. Then he's moved carefully, seals a hole together.
Without that.
Yeah.
Where's this maestro at? You're going to tie by. Where do you. Where's
Marcus, Max. Sorry, it's late. I'm sorry. It's tasteless. Of the Hempel Shal Tzadikim, because Teishu says that Hakadosh Baruch Hu needed a call there and he's only needed a chil, but not another Yisod. So Teishu says, that's how Teishu explains the fact that Rabbi Shmuel was nichshol in Melech HaShabbos, because not needed a chil. So we understand it, because if tzaddik is nichshal in chil Shabbos, so it's not such a terrible takol.
Shege.
Mashin king, but dvorim asurim, as the Ramban mentioned, the Medrash says it, it's dvorim amtamtim es aleif, so apart from the Isa, it's takol apart from the Isa. That's why the Chasam Sefer Asaris. To put a retarded child in an institution where litreife macholes asuras. So even if it does not involve misatle biyadayim, it's possible that when you put a child in such an institution where the people there will constantly give him vasurim, so that's like misatle biyadayim has to be dafke. If you put it in the mouth, I mean, it's misatle biyadayim. But assuming that it will not be misaf biyadayim, so he says it should not be done because it's mitamtem es alev. So there's the pshat in Teisves, but by chil Shabbos. But Teisves applies it to Yehuda ben Tabai. That's how could we say that shvichus domim is not as much of a tilkul as dvorim asurim? All right. That's the biggest takola that could be. I mean, just how can we understand the tasteless? So I said, because the Miri Makis and the Smashma from the Russian Admore that way. Omar Reb Yudah ben Tabai Ere ben Chomo Im lo yarakte yitzeimim Leheitzim libon shal zokim. What do you mean leheitzim libon shal zokim? If Yudah ben Tabai made a mistake, he didn't know the aloche in zeimim nenoshim ache yuzmu kulom. So it has nothing to do with zokim. What? Zdukim and the Hashmei, what is it doing with Zdukim? So the Miri says it's not that Yehuda ben Tabai didn't know the Allah. Of course Yehuda ben Tabai knew the Allah. But the Zdukim said that Ein Eidim Zim Nerogin Achiorek Hanidim, just the opposite of the Torah Shebaal Peh. Torah Shebaal Peh says Kasha Zomam Vli Kasha Oso the Hari Ochif Kayom. So if the needles are very narrow, then Dafke, there is no initial zone, and they said just the opposite. The Dafke were narrow. So Mele here, Yehuda ben Tabai felt he was the Nosi of Sanhedrin. So at first, Yehuda ben Tabai was the Nosi of Sanhedrin, and Shimon Meshetah the best. But then Shimon Meshetah became the Nosi, it's Nezugis, and Yehuda ben Tabai the best. But at first, Yehuda ben Tabai was the Nosi. So the Miri says there are certain sentences missing in the Miri, but that's what he means. Yehuda ben Tabai knew of the halacha, but as he Rasho, in the same way as Shimon b'Shetach, he stole Shmeinim Noshim b'Ashkelon, as he Rasho, so in the same way as Ma'ase b'Achos Sharoch v'Asus b'Shabbes v'Vilna Soklu, So here, as the Roa Shor, the Migda Milse Yehuda ben Tabai was Mechayev, the Zemi Mise, even though the other aid was not Uzam. Because people would say there's a reason as to why he didn't get Mise, because the Prushim conceded to the Zdukim. So the hates him a Libon Shal Zdukim. That's why he did. So the question is, so why did Shimon Meshetach tell him, Erev Nachomon l'shafachto damnoki, and then kol yomov shel Yehuda ben Tabai mishtatach al kivrei? I mean, Shimon Meshetach was not mishtatach al kivrei of the Shmeinim Noshim. I mean, Kedin. So the pshat is because the Ritva says in Yevomes, when David HaMelech was manish the Zerasho, and that was also Yerushal, because of Chil Hashem, to be Mekadosh Hashem. So he passed them by the door. So those whom the Oron was Kaleit, so then they were Nenash. Those who the Oron was not killed were not Nenash. What was the purpose? The answer is, there it wasn't Donald Pinovi, they passed him along, but there was no tzivo of a Novi. It did it al the bez nagodl. So on the basis, the Gemara in Vome says the Kashe, Lium Sovis Albonim, so Mutef Shetoke or Isachas Mateo of Al Yishal Shem Shemai. That means, on the basis of Yesh Kiyach Piyad Bezn Lakadov Mator, So that's on the basis of Yeshkeb Lak Domator. So in the Gemara Yivome says that the reason Bezn Makim Veinshin is also because Yeshkeb Yad Bezn Lak Domator. So they can be Eker the Yisrael Yisrael Soch, just as Elio was Eker the Yisrael of Shkut Chutz Lifisho, so Bezn can be Eker the Yisrael of Yisrael Soch. But there's a difference. Yisrael Soch, in regard to Yitzirche, in view of the fact that besides the Isra of the Sirsoch, there is a halacha that if somebody shefer dam without rishus, so then he is a chaytei and he is imchayv misbri shamayim. If he does it be mezit, of course, if he does it be sheik, he's not chas v'sholem chayv misbri shamayim. I mean, chas v'sholem that Yehud ben Tabai, I mean, chayv misbri shamayim. It was a toys. So besides the Yisrael of Lisirzach, there is a loche that without Rishus, if somebody without Rishus is Merim Yad, even if there is no Yisrael of Lisirzach, let's say he's a Goy, he's an Akum, he's an Yisrael Samcho, like Doshim Baviron, so he's a Roshe, and if he does it B'sheyik, he's a Chete. But if he's Hearing someone without Rishus, then not only is he a chaytei, but if he does it be mezid, he's chayv mise b'di shamayim mitzad parshe achaz dimchem nafiseichem edrish miyat chayrish miyat kolodom. And that's not based upon the Yisa Ritzicha. V'oraye the Mekiyesef and the Ran in Shvuah say that if somebody takes a Shvuah Shalayecho, Shiva Yomim, so the Rambam says it's Rashol because Dovash Yeshua Likaimi. So Miki Yosef and the Ran in Shvuya Sachirik and the Rambam says the Sef Shavya Likaimi. Shliishan Gimel Yom is Yeshua Likaimi because whether he likes it or not, he cannot fulfill it, he'll fall asleep automatically. Even if he'll take all kinds of measures, he'll keep, you know, the Nitziv was such a masmit as a boy that he used to learn till late at night as a boy and even after he got married, but he was afraid that he'll fall asleep, so he put, as a young boy, so he many nights he put his feet in a pail of water so that he shouldn't fall asleep. So Shvua Shalish and Gimel Yomi means even if you stand under the shower for 3 days, you'll fall asleep. So it's the Efshar Yolikami. But Shaleichol Zayin Yomi, it's Efshar Yolikami. But he might die, all right, so he'll die. But there's
it's not a vada that he'll die.
What?
It's not a vada that he'll die.
I don't know.
I mean, it's a self, that's what...
That's what comes up. The Messias is like
that. I mean, we have to say that. Right?
Why?
What's the difference between that and...
No. No, because still, even if it's 100%, but it's Efshar Yolikaimi, if he dies before the 7 days expire, so then you don't have to be afraid lest he'll eat after he dies. Then he'll certainly not. That he'll certainly not eat. So it's absolutely kind. In other words, according to Miki Yosef and the Ran, he absolutely kind means b'mitzias he absolutely kind. But if it's absolutely kind at the expense of one's life, is not considered he absolutely kind. That's the Rambam sheeting. That even if it can be fulfilled, but at the possible expense of it might cost his life, so it's considered efsha. And Megiyosef and the Ran say no, it's considered efsha. But he agrees with the Shitas Rambam, lav mitamei, because of nishba levatol dva mitzvah, because of dimcham mashesei chametrish, zahirik ba'atzmei. So here we ask, you understand? It's Ritzicha, it's Eva Lissiyosach. If somebody shoots himself, or he puts poison into his food, he takes an overdosage of certain pills, so that's Ritzicha B'yadayim. Ritzicha B'yadayim, or even if it's not B'yadayim. First of all, it's B'yadayim, even if it's Al Bikome. So if he engages a gangster to kill him, so it's also Lysiosach. But when he doesn't eat and hunger strike, he's passive. Well, how is he able Lysiosach? How is he able Lysiosach? He just is not trying to save himself. Somebody who refuses to take medicine. He's evil, he says, how is evil, he says. But he is chayv mishmishmaim anyway, because of dimchon avshisichad, he has no rishus. As the Rambam says, nefesh odom is not kinyone. A person has no title in his own life. Is the Rebbeinu Shalom has title in every life of every being, including human beings. So he has no rishus. And if somebody is shefer dam without rishus, so is chayv misal shemayim. Arzdimchem nafshesecha medresh. So it's not based upon rishiyosach. But if somebody is nimnam lehatzeles chaveirei, so he's not chayv misal shemayim. So he's evil esandlam reacho. But if he's nimnal hatzeles atzmei, since he has no rishus to be heriges atzmei, and so in effect he's heriges atzmei in a passive way, so mimele is chayv mishamayim. So is chayv mishamayim. So mimele, so the Ritva says, the reason as to why David HaMelech let them pass by the Oron, and then he knew whom to meet to be manish, as a mira milse, whom not to be manish. What was the what kind of a raya was that? It was on the basis of Yeshki Abbas Chachom Lakhtum Matiru, so the way Kesar Yitzchichai. Fine, the way Kesar Yitzchichai. But there is another aloch of Shifa Damodum Bodum Domi Yishofech without Yisar Yitzchichai. And then I mentioned Ramban and Chumash, Yad Kol Chayot Rishenu, so the Medrash says that if somebody's kife is Lifnei Ari and the Ramban Paskins, he's also Chayim Rishma, he doesn't Chayot Rishenu. So the Ramban says, that's the drash, but the pshutish on mikrof miyat chayot reshanu is that if a chaye, a dog, a lion, a bear, kills a human being, so there is a chiyuv misa of shiranisko. That's Mrs. Bezdin. But suppose there are no edim, not bizman Sanhedrin, so, but it's chayiv misa shemaim also, even an animal, so there is a aloche, except as it is mentioned in Melachim, a certain Novi was Eveir al Divrei HaNovi, al Divrei Atzmi, al Divrei HaNovi. So then a lion tore him up. So that lion, the Ramban said, was not Chayiv Misa Shamayim, because that was Birshus. The lion had Rishus. Mashein Kein. Ordinarily, when the chaye is terefes and odom, the chaye is chayev mislishmaim. The chaye is muzal isirzoch, but it's a special aloche that anyone who is shefer dam without rishus is chayev mislishmaim. Is chayev mislishmaim. Some mele, even beznagodu cannot, on the basis of akire, meet out an inesh, except if he is chayev mislishmaim. So that was the purpose of letting them pass by the Oron. So if anybody, if the Oron was killer, it was a rais, chayiv misa shemayim. So as far as Lisi Yosoch is concerned, so the Oreka Lisi Yosoch, as far as Shefa Damodom Bodom Domi Yishofer is concerned, so that was a raya that he was chayv bisel shemaim. So they had rishus le migda milse. Otherwise, if he's not chayv mise, they have no rishus even le migda milse. You can't have rishus take an innocent person and le migda milse to kill him. But here the yisal lisiel tzoch was neka lefisho. But there has to be rishus. So the Migda Mil said they have rishus to be manish mise even someone if he's chayv misa shemaim, but if he's not chayv misa shemaim, not.
The Rishus says that the only reason they had a right to kill them was because they had some sort of a chiyuv.
That he says that the Ritva
Yivomes.
No, that it doesn't bring. That I said. No, that it doesn't bring. I applied it. I mean, this, but he doesn't say why. Where's the law? So I am explaining it. The Ritva doesn't mention that. That he doesn't mention. And this is what I heard. And I mean, I didn't hear from my father the Ritva Yivomes, but I applied it, you know, on the basis. But I did hear from my father as a pshat in the Yenis Mezil in the Rashi Moshea. He said, ואם עד השם אלוף קרוש מו יזרעו, כי עד ניעתו פוקדתי את דמי יזרע על ביס יהיו, והשבטו ממלכויץ ביס ישראל. So Rashi says this, the Yenison בן יזיר, כי תאגום את דמי ביסחוף, שאור הגיעו ביזרעו, על שאוף דס הבעל, the Novi told him, זה מצווה. But the Novi also told him to walk בדרכי השם. And the Gemara Chilek says that Yehu generally was not Yehud Avizore, but one time he was Yehud Avizore b'derach toyesev. He made a mistake. So Sibholchu one of our Hakim Rechavim likach anicheshev alein maybe sachof kedam noki. So first of all, well, the evil is according to the Rambam Tisves that those who are magidin lemailin amufkav lisirtzoch. So achov beising was certainly in the category of magidin lemailin, and even according to the Rach and the Rosh, they are not mufkav lisirtzoch. But here there was a tziva Hashem. So how were the evil lisirtzoch? All right, the Novi told them to walk with the Ark Hashem, so they will not be candid. So that means that the oil is here. Could they get Mrs. Lesden? Kas v'shole. But they shall mind the onenesh. Why? Because there is another halacha besides the Yisrof that I heard from my father. Besides the Yisrof is here. Achaz dimcham l'nafiseichem edrish. So in other words, that without reshus, is chayv v'shemayim. Even chayv is chayv. Isheir is chayv v'shemayim. Where is that? Isheir has no isurim. Some mele, but it wasn't. It could have been with rishus because the Novi told them, and it could have been the biggest mitzvah if they had complied with the mandates that the Novi imposed upon you. But unfortunately, he did not comply. So mele, even though there was a tziva novi, it's below reshus. So b'dei shomayim, ani cheshif aleihem maybe sachof kedam noki. Now, but the Ritva says in Yevomes that only if he's chayev mise. Now the question is, etzemein is not so. So, Maise Becho Shachoch Vlasu B'Shabes, so the Ritva says that is only because the Bez knew that they were Chayim Mise. But they couldn't get Mise. But he could have been in Mechal Shabes 1,000 times, but they don't know Eidim, not Ashoy, not Chaboz Ashoy. So here, they meted out the Inish of Skile Limigda Mils. But by Zemeim, since thou is the Zemeim is one of the Chiyuvimise that does not involve Koras. Usually every Chiyuv Mises Bezden, if Bezden does not manage him, so let's say Bismanazeh or without Edim, without Asroya, that Kabbalah Asroya, so he gets Koras, let's say Chiyuv Shabbos or all the Arayas, so there's a Chiyuv Koras also. But there are six exceptions. What are the exceptions? Six, the Rambam Sifra Mitzvah says six. So the six is Makor V'Vimei and Zok Mamre and Eitzemeim and Ben Seir Meire. So there we have a Chiyuv Mrs. Besden that do not involve a Chiyuv Koras. So Eitzemeim does not involve a Chiyuv Koras. So Meile, since as far as the Chiyuv Mrs. Besden of Eitzei Vasisalin Kashazom Vasis Lochit, there is a Loche Ache Yuzmu Kulon, so there was not even a Chuyim Mise. So why did Yehuda ben Tabai meet out the Inish and the Bim? Because Yehuda ben Tabai held that since it could culminate in a Chuyim Mise, suppose, and a day later, so the other eight will also be Nisem. Then it will culminate in a Chiyuv Mise. So even before the other eight was Zuzam, is also considered like a Chiyuv Mise. This is what Shim Meshotach told him. Meshofach to Nonoki. So it did not involve an Issa Vitzicha. It only the Avere of being Shefer Dam. Shefer Dam without Rishus. Some mele, it's not Rosh Hashanah.
But in this case, though, without Rishus, why didn't it involve an Isra Tzicha? Once Rishus was off for Yehuda ben Tabai, why didn't it automatically involve an Isra Tzicha? Good, it was Lamech.
No, because the Oikir, he was Eikad Lisirtzach. Lisirtzach was Neka. We took a shoes all out the shoes, the Lisil Sahova's Neka.
Because
of the Migdamilse. Migdamilse, yeah. Just as Beznagodl can be Ike, or the Isar of Shotechutz, they can be Ike, or Lisil Sahova.
So that worked at that, I mean, also.
That's Neka.
Even though it wasn't proper.
That's right, yeah.
Where could they be? Where could they be Ike?
What?
Where could they be Ike? They couldn't be Ike.
What?
The Easter of Achaz Dimchem and Ashishechem that they
and as a matter of fact, I could say, I don't know, but it requires a raya. Maybe he was not either the Achaz Dimchem and Ashishechem Medrash. Why? Because even though the Ritva says that he has to be Mechuyev Misel HaShemayim, L'chol HaPoches Misel HaShemayim, but here, since there was a possibility that the other eight will be Uzam, so it's considered like Mechuyev Misel HaShemayim. And Shimon Meshotach was not Chilik. But why did Shimon Meshotach say to him, in Le'era B'Nechomo? Because as the Gemore in Avrizore and in Brocha says that Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, we went over that Gemara. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Havale Ahud Zduki, Bishrenusei, so Hamisayale, Bikroye, so he tried to curse him, Mechavin, the Shazam Shalakulish Borchu, Vikail Zain Becholyem. So, Kirmotai Shaite Nayim, he fell asleep. Shmamino Lav Irach Arle Mebedoch, Tirsiv Gamanesh Latsadik Litev. So what's the Pshat Ganesh Lassadik Leteiv? In other words, that, and then I mentioned Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Kuf Mem Tes, Ganesh Lassadik Leteiv, Ein Loiteiv El Ra. El Ra, but why does the Pasuk mention Loiteiv? Ganesh Lassadik, the Pasuk should say Ganesh Lassadik Ra. The answer is, because Ra is only when you have amazed, just like Rosh is only amazed. But chayte even b'shegik. So ganesh l'tzadik, when the tzadik is manish, even if it's k'neged adin. But it means well, it means l'shem shemayim. So you couldn't say chas v'sholem, ganesh l'tzadik ra, chas v'sholem. But loy teiv is means that he's the chayte. So mele, it could be that even alibid emes, when Shimon ben Shetach said, Era bin Achomo, im Lurakte, Zemein, Lei, no, I'm Mushafachel, I'm Noki, Sharom, Chachom, Zim, Rashi, Zumish, Neem. He didn't mean that it comes within Achaz Dimchem and Ashishechem Medrash. Because since when one is Chayev Misi, even Lashamai, so they have rituals, so in this case it's not Chayev Koras, alright, but there is a possibility that it will culminate in a Chiyuv Misim the Odom also, but so far he didn't, but there is such a possibility, so they have an issue, so it's like Chayev Misim Shemayim, but in the Madrege of Yehud ben Tabai it involved the violation of him in Gamanesh Latzadik Leitev, in the same way as Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi was nichshel in cursing him, in trying to curse him. Of course, it didn't involve Ritzicha, it didn't involve Achaz Dimchem and Ashishechem Medrash. When he curses, so you leave it to the Rebbeinu Shalom. Still, it was considered as a nichshel for Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi in his Madreye. So in the Madrege of Yehuda ben Tabai, this was also it akoli. So he said to him, "In lishafachter amnokim." If an ordinary person Jew did it, he wouldn't say lishafachter amnokim. But Yehuda ben Tabai, lefi Madrege, Hakadosh Baruch Hu midadik im tzadikim kechud asaros. But Enoch Name, here he was like mechuyev misel shamay, because there is a possibility that it will culminate in Chiyuv Misel Bezdin too, but so far not. So Mele he had Rishus too. So it was only the takole of being given Gamlanesh Lassadik Leteiv, that's better, because if it involved the Mirshu of being evil, so that's also a big mirshu. I mean, more of a mirshu of machos asuras that is mitamt misaled. No, but here it's considered like chayev misal shemayim because he did such an aveire that could culminate in a chayev misal bezd. But it involved the violation of gamanish la sadikotim.
If he wouldn't have been chayev misal at all, and it would just would have been a mikdam milsa, so then you would have had the isra ma'achas
tim kaisekim, right,
but then you would have had the isra v'litzirtzach.
No, isirtzach not.
You wouldn't
because,
have Leitzirtzach?
Because he was Neka. Leitzirtzach was Neka.
Same. But is Leitzirtzach not Neka without the condition of the Ritva?
So
in other words, without the condition, let's say that you're missing the Ritva's condition, let's say the person himself is bad, so not Chayiv Misa.
Yeah.
Not in this case. Here,
so it would be like the Arigi of a mini Moser. When it's not necessarily this is better because otherwise it's still difficult that the mirshul of being iver adinav zir medrish is less of it akolet than the machos asuras. It's not mistaba. So that's better.
What is this when you put someone into a kippah when he was
chayiv misa,
but there was no
hasarah? Yeah, kippah. So kippah we find in two situations: either chayiv krisis three times, chayiv krisis three times, or ritzeach shaloi beidim it is mechades or hakrush b'bdikes. So from the Gemara it appears Harav Enkin once wrote that kippah is only limigda milse, but it's not mashmah that way, because the Gemara in Sanhedrin says that kippah requires mardin. If it had been limigda milse, so it shouldn't require mardin. But there is a difference between the kippah that is applied towards those who are either an Issachores three times. Now let's see the Rosh Hashanah. The Rambam in Pirkei Yutches Milchas Sanhedrin, Halacha Dalet, he says like this: Mish loko bibezn alisa kores. He loko pam shniyo alisa kores atzmi. Kinsh ochel chilev lokolov. V'ochel chilev pam shniyo v'lokolov. Im ochel pam shlishi se malkenisei el machnisneisei likifo. V'mokim tzak if he can osay v'niyoche lishkevbe v'nesnu lechem tzak v'mayim lachas ashi yitzru meyo v'yichle v'hakich machil nisei. That's in a mishne in asrof v'hakach machil nisei v'yiri machikreis nifkas mishov al isakores v'mises bezden v'yisru be v'yirkin b'reishei v'yishosa v'kiru asroi in hirgins v'malka Chosa vosakar vihisro be vihirkin reishi yishosa kena misnis malkes. Chosa pam shlishi vohar vihisro be vihirkin reishi. So in other words, it applies to Nisa Kores three times with asroi, but no kabolas asroi. But so that din, the Gemara in Sanhedrin says, The Gemara is learned that the Aleph from the Beis. So it's a loch of Meishim Yisinai. The Heichan Remise, but it has to have a Remes. Omar Rish Lokish, Timei Seis Rosh Oro. So Rashi says, Mi Shehuzak Rosh Oro, Mi Mosei Rosei, Alme Muzak Rosh Oro Bamisiu. Muzak Rosh Oro. And then the Gemara says, "Mishum droka vishono bezn kaisnis likife." Omer avir mi omer apshim melokish hocha bimalki eshal krisis askinon. The gavre baktolehu ukreve hudli mikraftolei v'chivin dekom vatole nafshei mikriven liktola alai. So in other words, the chiyuv mise, even though it's not just the heter, as Rav Henkin said, limida milse. But the Gemara in Ilan Mishrofin, Ilan Mishrofin says, "Ritziach shen the Mishnah that I intend some basis. Ritziach shen sara b'achirim kulam turin Rabbi Yehuda Makins neisle tife. So the Gemara says, "Man achirim milim achirim kshirim pshite v'su b'hol leimer Rabbi Yehuda Makins neikife." Omar Avoyo Mashmuel Hocha Beritzeach Sholenig Madine, Shenisarim Birotskim Achirim Shenim Adinaskin, Rabon and Savarin Gimrin Din Sholem or Bufonov, Hilkach Kulim Pturim, Virabude Mifterino Ligamre Nameloi, Kim de Rotskinino, Hilkach Kins Nasili Kife. So according to Rabude, as far as Kife is concerned, we can be Gamer Dine Sholoi Bufonov. So Rabude is also made that we can eat requires Gmardin. But as far as Mrs. Bezdin is concerned, so it can only become a Dine only before of. So Mimele before of means that we know who the Nidin is. But if Ritzeach shall enigma Dine Shinisara Berotzma Achirim Shinigma Dine Eskimans, we don't know who the Ritzeach is, so it's considered shall before of. But the Rabbonon Achirik and Rabbi Yehuda, and they say that not only insofar as Mrs. Bezdin is concerned, so it requires Gmardin and Gmardin Bifonov, but even as far as Kifi is concerned, it requires the same Gmardin as the Gmardin of Mrs. Bezdin. It has to be Bifonov. So we see that Kifi is not just a heter. Kifi is not just a heter. That it's a chiyuv mise. But the chiyuv mise is based upon the fact that he is huzak to repeat that aver again. He is huzak, so in other words, if he did an aver of chorus or of Mrs. Bezdin three times to dasroy, he wasn't mikabel dasroy, but the fact that he was huzak to do that aver three times after being musre is a raya that will continue acting that way. This so imosu tshuva im bezdin shalmata mechun aleihen. So by Mrs. Bezdin tshuva is not effective. But Ligabi the Chiyuv Kife, since it's based upon the fact that he's Huzak Roshe, if he does Tshuva, so he's not Huzak Roshe anymore. So in Mele there is no Kife. So my father said, you are right. But there should be a difference between the Chiyuv Kife for Krisis and Sebezdin three times with Asroye, without Kabbalah Asroye. There it's based upon the Huzak. Mises Rosh Oro, and the Chiyuv Kifeh for Ritzeach was shaloi beedim, das da da mischne, da pi alle von mit beis, heilig nefe shaloi beedim, mach lis nis li kife und mach hin lis im lechem zar und mein lachas, that's not based, upon the husak, as a vizeach, that will do it again, this is another aloch, which we see now. So their tshuva should not be effective. That's what I've heard. But then years later,
the Gemara doesn't mention
Tmeisus Rosh Hashanah ligabe Ritzeach Shalavedi. The Gemara mentions that only ligabe Chayuv Krisis and Mrs. Bezin three times without a sign. But then years later, I thought about it, and then I was learning Sanhedrin. I was going over the Gemara. Gemara in Sanhedrin Daf Pivei says, "Kein sheshimish bitum, boi min ravacha baravunim rav sheshis. Kein sheshimish bitum, chayv misa b'lishamayim, ein chayv mishamayim. Omlet nisuo, kein sheshimish bitum. So it's like canoeing pagan bait, but only the kehanim. Echav akehanim, nisuo kein." Sheshimitum ain't a Havakin in Vizli Besnel, a Pirikune Mitzine say, Huslazor Pits and Micha Begisri. That's like a knowing pagan bait, but the difference is Abola Ram is before us, yes, so it's a knowing pagan by everybody. Here only Pirikune, not by everybody. Vizal Gedaitach Mechuya Bishamayim, what? Talochlan Mishina. Lishvike, the Likto Bishamayim. Ella Mai, in a Chayev, me can be the Rachmone Patre Vananik Nikolai. So that words, if he's not Chayev, Miss Bishamayim or Kores, there couldn't be a loch of Kanoim Pegibe. He has to be Chayev, Miss Lashamayim, Lochla Poches, in order to have a loch of Kanoim Pegibe. Viloi Vatman, Misha Loko Vishono, Bezn Machnisne Isilikife, Rachmone Patre Vananka Klingolai. Oh, so Marabir, me Amarish Lokish, the Malke Shol Krisis Askinon, the Gavre Bak Tolu. So the Gemara says that the Aloche of Kife could not apply if he hadn't been Chayev Misel Shemaim or Kors. So why do we apply Kife to Malke Shol Krisis? Because it's Chayev Kors or Mrs. Bezin. So the question arises, but there is kifel ligabe retziach shaloi beidim. The answer is because there is also chayv misa shemayim. The parashi neach even grome lachas kamo vechamo retziach beyodai. So mele, that was years later. So I bethought myself of what my father Zechem Yivroche told me, so then I started to think. True, my father said that there is a difference between the kife for Chayovik Koras Mrs. Bezin, where it's based upon the Huzak Roshav, the fact that he's Huzak to Bimamshich Berishay, and the Chiyuv Kife for Rotzrim. That's not based upon the Huzak Roshav. So, I said that Shuvah should be effective for Kife, even though Mechuyov Mrs. Bezin, Mechuyov Malkes, in Bezin Shal Matam Mechala, but here it's based upon the Shem Rosh. So, Mele, if he does Shuvah, so the Shem Rosh is Poka. So, my father said that's only Shayach regarding the Kife of Chayov Koras, but not regarding the Kife of Ritzeach. But for another reason, if he does Shuvah. Now, the Balamoyer says Beferesh, the Balamoyer and the Ramban, they say Beferesh, that b- because the Loshna Gemara is Chayovim Mises, the Sigmori Makis. More markers that you'd give me on the base. Rabbi Kiri Eimer have a crisis, the second line from the top. Rabbi Kiri Eimer have a crisis, yes, no, 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 no. So, the Baramoyer and the Ramban in Makis both say that the Pshat in Chayovik, Chayovik Chrisis Yeshni B'chal Malkis Aboim, Shimosu Tshuva Bezn Shalmayla Mechon Lehen, means without Malkis. In other words, somebody is Chalik. So then, if he does Tshuva, even though he didn't get Malkis, the Isakoras is Boka. Every Isakoras. Because only in Onshim Bidi Odom, Tshuva is not effective. But in Onshim Bidi Shamayim, Kores, Mishim Bidi Shamayim, Tshuva is effective. And this, Balamoya says Malkis, and Ramban agrees with him. Chayav Christus, Yesh Nachorom, Shimosu Tshuva even without Malkis. Bez Nishalmal Mechamen. Now, so mele it will turn out, since the Gemara in Sanhedrin says that the Chiyuv Kifei could not be visualized if it didn't involve a Chiyuv Kores or a Chiyuv Mishvei Shamayim, so how and why is there Kifei by Chayov Krisis? Because there is a Chiyuv Kores. And why is there kife by Rotschim, Shaloi Beidim, Shaloi Basoye, Amin, and what? Because there is, because every tzeach is chayv misim shamayim. Is chayv misim shamayim. So mele, and according to Blamoyer and Ramban, that by a chorus and misim shamayim, so tshuva takes off the chayv chorus even without malchus. So mele, there couldn't be kife. Because the Gemara says kife has to be based on a chi of chorus, but if he does tshuva, even the kife of ritzeach, so mele the chi of mizvah shemayim is poka. So rachmone miftere v'anan niktori. So that's what the Gemara says. So for this reason, at that time I mentioned to my father zecher levracha because of Huzak. So my father said that's only shayach legabei the kife of chorus. But the kifa of Ritzeach, it's not based upon the Huzak. But there's another reason, because of tshuva. The only question is, according to the Rambam, the Rambam Pirsha, the Baramoyer and the Ramban say, Chayu Ekshrisis Yeshni Mechon Lagzabayim Shimosu Tshuva Bezni Shalmai Omechon, means without Malkis, just tshuva. But the Rambam in Pirsha Mishne, it's not Mashna that way. Thank you. Rambam says, Kol chayav krisi shaloku niftaru yidei krisoso. Kvor igdamnu, that's towards the end of Marcus. Kvor igdamnu, ke amalke sima tshuve yichaper hakores. So the Rambam shlosh, not like Balamoyer and Rambam. The Balamoyer says explicitly, imosu tshuve bezin shal mailo mechumen, even without Malkus. But the Roshna Rambam is, ki amalkus ima tshuve yichaper hakores. But I'm not sure, because why does the Rambam say Hamalkes imachuvi yechaper hakores? Because Dalet Gemara in Yume says Dalet Chluki Kapore. Overall, essay is Luisos Mishon Mashmeichon Luvasu Chuvi Dron Shemur. If without him, keep overall, essay say so then Chuvi Teilev imakipur mechaper. Overall, Krisus Mrs. Besden so Chuvi imakipurim teilim. V'yisurim mimamriki. So in other words, an Isa Kores or an Isa Bezden cannot have kapore just by tshuvim. But it requires yisurim also. So mele, the Rambam says, for it damnu, ke malkes ima tshuvi yechaper hakores, because malkes is in lieu of yisurim. Malkes is in lieu of yisurim. So mele, but the, why does the Balamoyer and Rambam, why do they say that Tshuva is takes off the Chiyuv Kores even without Malkus, but Dalet Chluki Kapore, so Tshuva is not Mechaper and Kores? So that means it's not Mechaper Kapore Gmure without Yisurim. But to be Mafkir the Chiyuv Kores, you don't require Kapore Gmure, even Kapore Tzas is enough to take off the Chiyuv Kores. While the Rambam Shite is now, it means that without Yisurim, so they're not. So Mele it is Shayach. So even according to the Rambam, if somebody is a Ritzeach, Shalai Beidim, and so on, and if he did Tshuve, and he had Yisurim now, the question is, how can we decide whether there is Yisurim or not Yisurim. I mean, it says, Nosato Dvarecho Lishurim, so I'm a little mivulb on that. And then, but Rabnieni Shari Tshuva says, over our Christus and Mrs. Besden, Tshuva Yim HaKippurim Tele, V'Yisurim Echapa. So what if somebody comes and he wants to have Kapor? So what should we tell him? Have Yisurim? Chas V'Sholim? We don't tell anybody you should. Achivul Batzmei is Nikochete, and many Chachmi Yisroel are very opposed to the whole Indian of Siguf, you know, Tshuvas HaSiguf, you know, they're opposed to the Hude, I mean, and all the Gdili Yisroel are opposed to it. So Ramiyina says, there are certain things that eliminate Yisurim. So he says, he mentions Bitzdoko Chesed and Tzdoko is Yechup Roven. So Rav Nina says in Shalachim, I wouldn't say it, but Rav Nina says it. Chil Hashem, he says Kiddush Hashem.
Kiddush Hashem.
Kiddush Hashem. But that's Chil Hashem. But what can you take off Yisurim? What is in lieu of Yisurim? So he mentioned Psukim, Tzdoke and Chesed.
Chesed
v'emes Yechuparovim. Yes. So he says, suppose he was Chete in Chil Hashem, so then he has to dedicate his life to Kiddush Hashem. So Rav Nina says, in other words, that if a person has a virus of Kores and Mrs. Besden, and he dedicates himself to Tzedakah and Chesed, so have Kapore Gmure for the Averes of Kores and Mrs. Besden without Yisurim, because that which takes off Yisurim is considered as a subsidy of Yisurim. So Mele, even according to the Rambam, it's not so poshet that ligabei the kife of Ritzeach, So even me, so tshuva will not be effective. In other words, if he'll do tshuva and he'll dedicate himself to tzedakah and chesed, so then the kisa kores, the chiyuv kores, the chiyuv mizvi shemayim will be poka. So mele, if he's not chayiv mizvi shemayim, then there couldn't be any kiv. I mean, that's what I think about. I really wanted to continue the Gemara, and there the sugye of Deimla Dishem, the Deimla Dishem v'Ischirei. So Rashi says he was just Mitzayim, but the Miri says that this person was in the, of the people in the category of Meridin Lemaile. Because yes, Kasha, how could he have his Alkadai Toch to Masarim and Malchus just because he's Mitzayarim and Lecharif or Ligadev? So he had his Alkadai Toch, he had to mention the Posse. So the Miri says he was one of those who was Meridin Lemaile. So that's why he had his Alkadai Toch to Masarim and Malchus. And so he said to him, no, even those who are Meridin Lemailim, you shouldn't be Meisarim Lemalchus. So again, it has to do with the same Deinyan of Meridin Lemailim, so do it on Sunday. Now it's too late. So it's Imam Shem that the same Inyan. The Gemara of the Odom or Imnim Lemailim, the Odom Lemalchus, but since I discussed it so much, so I want to finish the discussion. It's a very important thing. Now, the Mechaber in Cheshmishpet, Simon Beis, says there is no Cheshmishpet Chelik Beis, you see. I always forget something. The Mechaber says in Simon Beis, in Cheshmishpet, look at Zayoni, Kol Bezdi, אפילו אם נסמוכים בארץ ישראל, אם ראים שעום פרוצים באווירס, ושהוא צריך שור, דונין בין ניסה בין אומיין, בין כל דין אינש, ואפילו אין בידוב הרידס גמורו, ואם הוא עלם חלטנס על דעת, וכל מעשה הם יהיו לשם שמי, ודווקא גודל הדור, איתו ואיר שהם חומבז נעלה. So he says, בין ניסה, so Bezen Makimenshin, even Bezman Azeh. So first of all, the Mekiyesef in Sanhedrin and the Ran in Sanhedrin says that it only applies to Bezen Agodol. Rav Guvrei, not only the Bezen Agodol, Rav Guvrei. And in Rambam it's also mentioned in Hilchas Mamrim, where the Rambam discusses the Dini of Bez Nagodl.
So the Mechaber is not like a Jew?
Yeah, oh yeah, one second. Yeah. So much pressure upon me. Half a year ago, there's a lot of pressure. And then they stopped, they said they'll change the policy. And now again pressure, but now through a package deal, you know, the package deal. They'll discuss other things, and Agavulche, they'll discuss this. So, they're the Derech HaTorah to act that way. Ridiculous. There is one doctor who is pushing it. All right, I don't want to mention his name. tzibo. So who has the keah hatzibo? So if somebody's got lado without being explicitly designated as the representative of tzibo, but if he's not got lado, if
all
he's
three have to be God,
what?
All three of them.
All three of them. Yeah.
So, or is
it designed to represent the and those who represent the tzibo. Suppose there are two tuviyah, oh, it's another shayla. I mean, it can be two tuviyah also, it's halacha dafke zayin, or I don't know. So that's another question.
Is this halacha dafke b'deinu tkufa, or even not b'deinu
tkufa? What?
Is this halacha true only if it's b'deinu tkufa that we have?
Of course only, that goes without saying. We'll discuss that too, one second. That goes without saying. Zion in the reef. Garcinum bigmori imrete bastli baskein shezinsochlu. Akve home bartuvie chfiles mures visofo. Omaravies if toy bitarte. Toy bidrav masne, vitoy bitangi. Uboso akenin dafn dalet omud beis in Sanhedrin. Uboso akenin alvim la shefit yebayom main. Bis man shlish kein ich mich bot bis man shen kein mich bot pime pire shome bat tu bi bider sachen moyo bi der masne im forsch masnisen die selbe psula shriva bis man shlish kein lish ke sagozis vi kos vom forsch in sal ho adin di mochel nema di toy bachin di somor binon vi uloy samor vi kashloch vor keimlon di besten matin beinchen shloim in adin Kinesische Rochaf als Sundbischabes, wie will Besden wie so klug, je schlimmer die Hossom Sanedrin Deleu, wie Rav Gouvrei, aber Besden wie Almeloi. So, the Ran says the same thing. Now, the Rambam, Nilches Mamre, says the same thing. Rambam, in his Mamrim, so he begins Pirk Veis, Beznagodl Shedosh Bachas Amilus. And then he discusses only Beznagodl. Then he says in Aloche Dalet, where he discusses only the Dinim of Beznagodl, not of any other Bezn. Vieshli Bezn Laker of Dvormelu Fisho, Afal Pishu, Kotmin, Orishenim, Shel Yuxere Selu, Chmurim, Divertir Asmo. Shafel Vivetero Yeshlich or Bezen Liokre Yerasho, Kates at Bezen Sherole Hazek Ados, Vilasis Lassis Yom, Kesho Yavro Omal Divetero, Makim Vienshin Shalokidin, Avalin Kivim Adole Derem Mishalochikahu. And that's a Gemorrah Mephoreshes in Yvomes, the Gemorrah in Yvomes, there is a Machlekes where the Yeshkiach. Biat Chachomim Lakadov Matira Bikum Vasili Deres between Rav Chisda and Rav Nosson Bareishe. Rav Chisda says yes, Keach, and Rav Nosson Bareishe says no, we pass like Rav Nosson Bareishe. So the Gemara has the Kashe Bez Makim Veinshin. So the Gemara says Migda Milsishani, that means Lifisho. So Rav Nosson Bareishe. So in other words, the Aloha of Bez Makim Veinshin is based upon the Keach Hakira. So Bezdin is Eikea. The Isa Litzicha Lefisho. just as Bezdin and the Novi can be Eker the Yisrael of Shchute Chutzes, as Eliyahu Ba'akamel, so Bezdin can be Eker the Yisrael of Lisiyosach. Siyosach. So that's only Bezdin HaGodol, of course. Bezdin today, Zayin to be here, couldn't be Eker the Yisrael of Chil Shabbos Lefishor, or any Yisrael in the Torah, or not even Yisrael of Rabbanon, could they be Eker. So it's only Moshe to Bezdin HaGodol. Only, and that's the Gemara Meforeshes in Yevomes. The Yisif says so, the Ran says so, the Rambam says so. How come that the Shchunoch Paskins I feel a bit manasi. So my father said years ago, as a matter of fact, I was too young to know that at that time that was about over 66 years ago, but then I heard him. He even wrote about it, that when the Mechaber says, in the second Siman, Kol Bezna Fileinim Smuchim Be'art Yisroel, in Reines Yishom Prutzim Ba'averes, Donin Be'imise Be'imomein Be'im Kol Dineinish, so that the Mechaber has reference to those who are meridim lemayim. What a lot. Like, as a matter of fact, in the Yimei Abinayim, so the Chachmei Yisroel had rishus from the Malchus to be done nefoshes. So there were done two kinds of avionim, Mosrim and Mishmodim. Mishmodim, the smunim, like mini. So these are in the category of meridim lemayim. So Bezdin, afilu bizman hazeh, has the right to be done in nefoshes if it's tzeach Hashem. So then the question arises, monefshach, if they are marin lemailin, especially the Mechaber Paskins like the Rambam, that it's half koye of this tzeach, they can be meritly bear b'yadayim. There are more Paskins like the Rach and the Rosh, but the Mechaber Paskins, even be a dime, so why do you need the Bezdin? I mean, God Lador, Zayin to the ear, Shimch Bezdin Aleh. Without that, there is no Yisrael Tzicha. So my father says that's because of Rishus. Because, as I said, besides the Yisrael Tzicha, there is a Aloche, that if somebody is Mirim Yad, not only Ritzicha, not only Arige, so is a Rosh. Hamirim Yadol Chavir Afal Pishaloi Kol Mikra Rosh Shnem Avayim El Rosh Alom Asakes Riachon. And that was before Matan Torah, so it's not based upon the Yisar of Yisif Lakesi. And then who are involved? Dos Vaviron De Orishoim Heim Berishosom Mitchlosom Vatsifom Vernat Yisim Aisamcho. And the Rambam says in Cheshivon Mazik, because we pasken like the Mandoma, that makshin na koyel liklole, makshin na koyel liklole. So mele, just as by klole, there is aloche nosi b'amcho lisoya, beisim ha'is amcho, and I'm kawel kusi, even if kusim giremesim. So it's potter, so by chvole hamake, let's say kusi, ha'koye pochas mishove pruto, so there is no malkes. And the Rambam says in Cheshivu Mazik, like the Tane, that Makshina Koelikov, because he says Kolamake Odom Kosham Yisrael in Pirkei in Cheshivu Mazik. Here they were not Odom Kosham, so even after Matan Torah, it didn't involve the Yisrael Yisi. But there is another aloche that without Rishus, so is a Rosh. So mainly it doesn't make any difference whom one is maki, whether it's Mirim Yad, Ani Tzadik, Ani Roshe, Ani Nakum, doesn't make any difference. Without Rishus, if somebody is Mirim Yad, he's a Rosh. And as a matter of fact, yes. One second. So that's Haromasyad that doesn't involve Arigi. So he's a Rosh, but Haromes Yad that involves Arige, so it's not only he's a Rosh, he's Chayv Misal Shemai. Because, and that's how my father explained the Tagmiris Mezil in Ishea of Okaditi. Vayimer ad Hashem Elov, Heishe Aleph, Pasuk Dalet, Kosh Mo Yisrael, Keid Miyatu Fokaritez, Ne Yisrael Al Biseyu, Vishbati Mamlechus Beis Yisrael. So, Vayimer ad Hashem Lei Kosh, telling you something, Kosh Shume Mivadrayo, Arioi Tzifcha Akizeya Vasa Dam Polchi Tavoso, Dasha Yeo Biyisrael Dikatlinun, Al di flocha livualo, tovinu limiti bos laglayo di beisil, bechinach shivinei dam zake al beisil, bavatil malchusin beisisoil, that's the Gemara in Chelek, that Yehu was evit abrizore in beisil bishedik. So since he was evit abrizore, bishedik wants some mele the dam that he shed of Beisachov is considered as if he shed Amnok. But the Novi told him that was Dvar Hashem. It was a mitzvah. It could have been a mitzvah if he had followed up the mandate that was imposed upon him. But he didn't follow up the mandate. Even though there's a big difference between Beis Achov and Yehu. Achov was Evid Avizor B'mezit and constantly Kolyomov, and he was a Chayti Machti and everything, the Beisachov, and the Roshefich, the Dam of Nivim, and so on. But and Yehu was Evid Avizor once B'sheik, but since he didn't follow up the mandate that was imposed upon him, so it's considered Likachani, as Rashi says, there's the Tanya in Israel. Likachani Cheshevalein, maybe Sachov Gedam Noki. Now, was Yehu Eivel Lisirzoch? According to the Rambam, Shita, certainly not. He was Bisachov for Imarin Lemail. So there were Mufkov Lisirzoch. Mufkov Lisirzoch. And then, even according to the Rach and the Rosh, that Imarin Lemail is only Afkoye of Lisamizel Damriacho. But not of Lisirzoch. But here there was Idvar Hashem. There was no Lisirzoch. So he didn't follow up the mandate. So because of that, he was either Lisirzoch. The answer is, besides the Isser of Lisirzoch, there is a loche that if somebody is mir miyad without Rishus, he's a Rosh. And if the Haromes Yad consists in Harige, he's Chayim Misr Shemaim, mitzah the parshe of Shefer Dam Odom, Bodom Dom Yishofer. So, the Mukyesef in Shvuye says that if somebody, so the Medrash says, here is Atzmei, but the Mukyesef says if somebody takes his Shvuye not to eat 7 days, and he's misaken himself, even though he's completely passive, he's also Chayiv Misra Shemayim. But he's not Evel Yisirzoch. If he kills himself, then he's Evel Yisirzoch. But if he's just passive, but he has no rishus to be made as Satsmei, even in a passive way. So Meili is Chayiv Misra Shemayim. So here too, the Yisrael Yisirzoch he didn't involve. First of all, according to Rambam, because of Merin Meili. Secondly, according to all the Rishenim, because the Dvar Hashem. So that was Eikad Yisirzoch. But there is another aloha without Rishus, Chayiv Misra Shemayim, but it could have been Rishus if he had fulfilled the mandate of imposed upon him by the Novi, but he did not. So Mele, it's Shalei Rishus. So Mele is considered like Shef Adam Noki is Chayiv Misra Shemayim. And that Chayiv Shemayim is not based upon this Ritzicha. And another Raya, because the Ramban says, Yat Chayot Rishano, so the Medrash says, and the Ramban says, is Kefis Chavir Lifnei Ari. But the Pshutish on the Ramban says, that just as there is a chiyuv mitzvah bezdin she'a nisko, if he kills a human being, so there is a chiyuv mitzvah l'shamayim also. Chiyuv l'shamayim. Unless it was done al pi novi, as the incident in Melochim with that novi. So the Ari was not trying to do it like this. Even if an Ari does it, the Ari is either an Isar Tziche. Ari is Isur, it's a special Aloch. Even the Bal Chai, Allah has come with Hamo, a Ben Odom. And that's why the same parashah that is mentioned in Gabi Neach applies to Israel also. But it's Nemro Ibn Neach, not to Israel. If it's an Ian of Isar, so then. Jews don't have Isurim and Mitzvahs except for the Tzivu of the Torah of Moshe Rabbeinu. Tira Tzivu and Moshe Moshe Kles Yaakov. So the Rambam says in Pirsha Mishnah Chum that when we are mechuyev to mimal our children, it's not because of the Tzivu that was revealed to Avraham. That because we are mitzuve because of the Tzivu in Sinai. Not Avraham. But here it's not based upon Isurim, it's a special aloha that without Rishus Yachayv Mishamayim, so it applies to everybody. B'neiach, it applies even to Balachayim according to Rambam. So that's the pshat in the Targum Yenison Benizir. So Mele, now let's see the lotion of the Niri in the Kant. The Shim Kbetzes, the Shim Amiri, and the Miri was Yitzel Itfus and overcoming. So, but the Shim Kbetzes mentions it. So the Miri says, Umishen is parsing da pikeres, galaponim batero, afumin amiridi. Shair Blaza Barapshim and Nemarolov, Shemos Areisil Malchus, Al Shinispake Abbey, Vinis Desgimorim Bomitsina Sikas Aperi, Vinis Parsonly Borosheva Picosis, Udvorim Elu, Kulom Srichim Leharbeis Biumdeis, Vishiyu Mazni Oyun Mihuvonis Bem Beat Hachomim Dalim Venemado, Ulaylom Al Yu Raglov shall Odom Kalim Nishvichas Domin. So he says, those who are Mrinul Mailin, Apkeres, Megaloponim Bateiro, so the Gdele Ador, if they are Marbe Umdes, what do you mean Marbe Umdes? In other words, if they come to the conclusion that there is a Tzirach Hashor to apply the drastic measure of Meridin Lemailin, they are allowed to do it. Why? But they are Mufkov Yisari Tzirach. According to the Rambam thesis. So, but still, there's another aloch without reshus, if Yamirim Yad without reshus, whether there is a Nisra Koye, there is no Soya Roshe, and if Yamirim Yad through Harige, so then Yachayv is not only Yaroshe, Yachayv is Leshemaim. So who has reshus? The Tzibor has reshus. Why do the Tzibor have reshus? There's the aloha of Mitzari Tzibor. And that's also based upon that Gemara. We discussed that the Rambam was Chevron Mazik. The Rambam says in Perik Chesmon Chevron Mazik, Haloch Yedalef, Osa Mosa Rasha Zoma Mosa Yirelish Osa Lohergi, Elim Kibhuza Klimser, Hareze Yoni Shem Yimser Acherim, Umay Sim Bicholzman, Biore Hamarov, Lanish Hamosrim, Shehuzuko Limser Momim Neodom, Vilimser Hamosrim Biadrivikehovim, Leon Shomula Kesom Mulosrom Kiferishom, וכן קרמי צהל יציבו ומצהל מותר למי שרי ולכחובים להקי שרי ולאון שרי ולכן שרי אבל מצהל יוחדו של הישרי תצהל גמור אין גיט אני עוד נמאים דם עליי צהל יוחד סודים לה דשם וישראל לי but you cannot be master into the malchus no matter how much trouble he causes you but if somebody Messiah Atzibor what does Messiah Atzibor mean somebody who is likely to hurt anybody it's not a, just one person anybody a criminal so then it's mutar l'mei yisrei b'yavichovim la'ake yisrei l'onsi u'likansei so he only mentions la'ake yisrei to hit him la'osrei prison u'likansei a monetary penalty but not l'onshi mashinkin l'gabi moseh so the Rambam says maisim b'chol zman b'yore amarov l'anish ha-mosrim she'huzu kolimseh momim ne'odom v'limseh ha-mosrim b'yadiv z'chovim li'onshom u'la'keisom u'li'osrom k'ferishom so in other words why does mench monefshach li'onshom so certainly la'keisim certainly osre certainly konse it depends what the tzeach ha-shoah is if the tzeach ha-shoah is that we can stop him from being mitzar ditzibo, the moser, by imposing a monetary penalty. We have no right, even Dilei Ador had no right to put him into prison. If it can be done, if the tzibo can be protected through a monetary penalty, we have no right to put him in prison. And if it is indispensable for the protection of the tzibo, for the atzolos tzibo, to put him in prison, so he can put him in prison, but not to kill him. But suppose there is no way of protecting, of being matzel the tzibo, except by the maximum drastic measure. So then even lunch, kifiatir, mashinkin gam mitzayer tzibo. So then only lakisi lasri kinsi. But suppose it is indispensable for the tzibo to kill him. They're not. Why not? Because mitzare atzibo de biragilo in Simen Shin Pivov, we saw it in Simen Shin Pivov, says that what's the mokia for mitzare atzibo mutar umosri avichovim la keisi la asro likonsei? That's the gemore in avrizore da frovov. Haminim vamosri merino mailin. And the birago says the same thing. He says mitzare atzibo has the same din as Mosa. And the Raya is from the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah that together with Mosrim and Minim, so Shinos Nuchitosom Be'erz Achaim, Parnes Hamat Leim Yisir Al Atzibur. But why is there a difference between Minim and Mosrim? So even Lonshom, and Minim is the same as Mosrim. And Mitzare Atzibur is only La'akeisom u'losom u'lekansom des, my father said, because there are two shailas involved. One is the Yisar Yitzich. So by Minim u'mosrim, because of the aloche of Meridin L'mailim, Amuf Kiflis Yitzich, the Chinuch says, because of Aved Rishon Rino, so Aved Rishon Rino is Afkoy of Lis Yitzich. But then there is another shaila of Rishus. So, Mitzare Atzibu, Bezden has Rishus. It's not that Bezden has Rishus, the Tzibo has Rishus. In other words, the Tzibo has Rishus to be manish the Mitzare Atzibu. So, in Moser is the Mitzare Atzibu. And the Min is also Mitzare Atzibu. As the Rambam says in Lechsa Bizore, Nitnei Shei Mitzirim Es Yisroel, Mesirim Es Om Achre Adishem. In explaining the Aloch of Merin L'mailin. So Mitzirim Es Yisroel has reference to Moshe. They are Mitzari Atzibur on a physical level. And Mitzirim Es Om Achre Adishem has reference to Minim. They are Mitzari Atzibur on a spiritual level. But, so that gives them Rishus. But it's no heter for the Yisar Yitzichah, so by minimum Mosrim, there is no Yisar Yitzichah, but there is the Shaila of Rishus, so the Tzibo has Rishus to be manish the Mitzare Tzibo. in order to protect the tzibur. So that's why Ligabi Muslim and meaning the Rambam doesn't mention meaning here, but it's the same thing as Muslim. He says Umaisim Bechol's Mambi in Perusha Mishni in Chum. He says the same thing, Maisim Bechol's Mambi or Amarov in regard to meaning. Umaisim Bechol's Mambi or Amarov Laanish Hamoschim Shehuzu Kolimse Momim Neodom Vilimse Hamoschim Yadiv Gehovim. Leonshom ula keisom uli osrom kifirishom. Kirishom. That's the asibo. And now that the Rambam did more in Avliz, I mean, tastes in Avliz Yore. Yeah.
So. Why not attack
have
a head
till
the
guy
be killing him too? I mean, if he's saying
the Makarf
with this
halachas,
the
no, because Mitzahar Atzibo. What is Mitzahar Atzibo? Eitzkim is Yufi Shtores. That's Mitzahar Atzibo. Or let's say somebody who smuggles, and the Malchus is very makpid. So if he smuggles, not afke drugs, anything, if the Malchus is makpid. So if one smuggles, drugs, so then is Mitzahar Atzibur, even if the Malchus is not Makpedes. But if the Malchus is Makpid against those who smuggle gold, he's not Mitzahar Atzibur, but since the Malchus is Makpedes, so it's detrimental to the whole Jewish community, so it becomes a Mitzahar Atzibur. So it's mentioned in Shulchan Aruch. Those who are iskim b'ziyufish torres, or who smuggle, b'mokim shamalchus makpedes, mutal meisal malchus, but not for arige chas v'shal, because they are not mufki of the isar of ritziche. But it's only shaile of rishus. So rishus, that applies to anyone who is mitzarat.